בסדר גמור. בקיצור, we were actually talking about there's a machloket in the Mishnah, if you remember, whether the chazan can be moitzi yedei chova or the mitpalelim. Do you want to record? Yeah, okay. So good evening, we're back on our journey. So we've just been discussing the Mishnah that says there's a machloket. According to Rabbanan, the chazan can not be moitzi yedei chova, and every individual has to say the brachot themselves. Specifically, the Mishnah is talking about the brachot of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the special brachot. And Rabban Gamliel says that the Shliach Tzibur can actually say it on their behalf, and it's fine. And we've been discussing the machloket, and we saw that they had this discussion. They told Rabban Gamliel, if the Shatz can do it for everyone, then why are they davening? Right? All right? Yeah. And he said, well, they're davening, so he can have time to prepare his own tefillah. All right? And he said to them, if you think that everyone has to daven, why does the chazan daven? And they said, because some people can't daven themselves, and you need to be moitzi them yedei chova.
I'm sorry, was this dafka only in relation to Rosh Hashanah and davening, or always? This machloket that they're having.
So we'll see. Bintime, so far we're talking about Rosh Hashanah. And when you think about it, it makes more sense. As we'll see, more people are not familiar with the tefillot of Rosh Hashanah. But with tefillot of every day, you say it three times a day, so you're more familiar with them. Top. So about, and this is where that was all the baraita, and that's where the conversation ended. So he said to them, so why does the chazan daven? And they said, because some people aren't not able to daven themselves, and he davens on their behalf, and that's how they fulfill the mitzvah. And then he says to them, no, if he can fulfill the mitzvah on their behalf, I mean, they can fulfill the mitzvah through him as a shliach, if he can do it for them, why can you not do it for other people? Just doesn't make sense. You do admit that he can do this for other people. So that looks like he says the last word. And now the Gemara says, and this is where we left. So we're going to pick up now. Amar Rabba. So you see, it's like the eighth line from the bottom, I think. Amar Rabba, Bar Bar Chana. The line ends with the word Bar Bar Chana. So as Amar Rabba, Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. In the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Modim Chachamim L'Rabban Gamliel. So you know how that story ended, the story in the Braita? He said to them, no, so if he can be Moitzi Yedei Chova, the people who are not able to daven, you do admit, so why won't he do this for other people as well? And they actually said, you know what, you're right. And they agreed with him, and they ended up, this end of the day, there was no machloket. You know, everyone, they all agreed with Rabban Gamliel. The Rav Amar, however, Rav says, "Adain hi machloket." That's still a machloket. They still have a disagreement about the subject. Shema Rabbi Chia brei de Rabba Bar Nachmani. So Rabbi Chia hears that story of the machloket, whether there is a machloket or not. Azal amara leshmata kamed Rav Dimi Bar Chinena. So he said that before Rav Dimi Bar Chinena. Okay. Amar le Rav Dimi says to him in response, Hachi Amar Slicha. So he said to him, yeah, the Rav Dimi says, Hachi Amar Rav, Adain I Machloket. So Rav said, that is still a Machloket. Amar le Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Oh, sorry, I just missed something here. Sorry. Amar le, so this this is where we need to actually read it carefully, okay? So what's happening here? Rabbi Chia, Brede Rava, heard that story, that there was a machloket, and then Rabbi Bar Bar Chana says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Chachamim agree with Rabban Gamliel, and Rav says, no, they still disagree, there's still a machloket. So Rav Chia tells that shmata, that story to Rav Dimi Bar Chinena. And then Amar le Rav Chia le Rav Dimi. Hachi Amar Rav. That's, so Rav said, it's a dain machloket. And then, sorry, slicha. Amar le, comma. You see the second Amar le? After a dain machloket. So Amar le, and Rashi said, Rashi points out, Rabbi Chia le Rav Dimi. Okay? So Rabbi Chia responds, says to Rav Dimi, what does he say? begin a quote, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Nami Hachika Amar. You know what Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said? You know, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said something else. So, maybe become a good talk. In the beginning, we said the story. And then, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Chachamim agreed with Rabban Gamliel, and the end of the day, there was no machloket. So now, Rav Chia says, you know what? The same Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said something else. Right? So Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Nami Hachika Amar, he said that as well, the following. Ki Amar Rabbi Yochanan Leashmata, when Rabbi Yochanan said that, what did he say? That Chachamim Odim LeRabban Gamliel. That the Rabbanan agree with Rabban Gamliel, there is no machloket. So when Rabbi Yochanan said that, if legal Eresh Lakish, so even when Rabbi Yochanan said that, not only Rav is Cholek, when Rabbi Yochanan said that, his Bar Plugta, his Chaver, his friend, and Chavrusa, and Bar Plugta, Resh Lakish, disagreed with him, Ve'amar Adayin Hi Machloket. End of the day, though, the still Machloket, like we said, Rav Shlomo Avinu said, the Torah is complicated, right? There is a machloket, and then there's a machloket within a machloket, and then there's machloket whether there is a machloket. Okay, so there's just a lot of complications. So end of the day, Rabbi Yochanan says there is a machloket, and this is what we should remember now for the next lines. But Rav says there is still a machloket. Resh Lakish said there's still a machloket. Fine. So now after we said Rabbi Yochanan told us that there is no machloket, Chachamim agree with Rabban Gamliel that the Shliach Tzibur can do the mitzvah on other people's behalf. Say the tefillah and everyone else will be yotzei dechova. The Gemara says, "Umiamar Rabbi Yochanan achi." Did Rabbi Yochanan actually say that? Vehaamar Rabbi Chana Tzipora, amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Chana Tzipora, Rabbi Chana of Tzipori, says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Hilcheta ke Rabban Gamliel. Halacha is according to Rabban Gamliel. Why is that a problem? Because if Rabbi Yochanan says that the halacha is according to Rabban Gamliel, if he has to say it to pass ken like Rabban Gamliel, it means that there is a machloket. Otherwise, if everyone agrees, you don't have to say halacha ke Rabban Gamliel, because Chachamim think that is like that as well. Halacha miklal de plige. If he has to pass ken halacha like Rabban Gamliel, you know, we understand from that other people disagree. So that, and who said that? Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said before that there is no machloket. So Chachamim agree with Rabban Gamliel. So which one is it? According to Rabbi Yochanan, does Chachamim agree or disagree with Rabban Gamliel? What's the answer? Let's see. Now moving on to the last daf of the Masechet. Kisalik Rab Abba Miyame. When Rabbi Abba finished his travelings in the seas, overseas, or actually in the sea, right? So he persha, he explained it. He actually trying to reconcile this. Modim chachamim leRabban Gamliel. So we had two things. We had Rabbi Yochanan saying modim chachamim, that chachamim agree, admit that he is right, and then we have Halacha ke Rabban Gamliel. In other words, Chachamim disagree and Halacha is like Rabban Gamliel, right? These two statements by Rabbi Yochanan. And now this is how Rabbi Abba tries to reconcile. Modim Chachamim leRabban Gamliel, the first statement of Rabbi Yochanan, that Chachamim agree with Rabban Gamliel, Bivrachot shel Rosh Hashanah veshel Yom Kippur. So that is only regarding the special brachot of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. In special brachot in the tefillah. However, when Rabbi Yochanan said halacha michlal de plige, halacha like Rabban Gamliel, meaning that Chachamim disagree, there still is a machloket, bivrachot dechol hashana. That's in every day's brachot, in every day's tefillah. So in every day's tefillah, Chachamim disagree. Chachamim say, no, everyone has to daven for themselves. But in Rosh Hashanah, they admit, you know, Rabban Gamliel, the shatz can do it for everyone else, it's fine. That's how Rabbi Abba was trying to reconcile this machloket. Now the Gemara challenges that. Any? Is that so? V'ha'amar Rab Chana Tzipora'a, so Rab Chana from Tzipori. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So what did he say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? Halacha kerabban Gamliel bivrachot shel Rosh Hashanah veshel Yom Kippur. So, specifically regarding brachot of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, halacha ke Rabban Gamliel, meaning that there is a machloket. Whenever he says halacha, we understand that there's another opinion, and he's pasking like this opinion, right? So Rabbi Abba tried to say that in Rosh Hashanah there is no machloket. In Rosh Hashanah they agree with him, but here we see specifically that Rabbi Yochanan says that halacha ke Rabban Gamliel on the brachot of Rosh Hashanah. So we understand that we have to say that there is still a machloket. How do we reconcile that? So is there a machloket or isn't there a machloket? Ela, Gemara Meret, you know what? I have another explanation. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Man modim Rabbi Meir. Who is the Rabbanan that admitted that Rabban Gamliel is right? So, in other words, two statements. One of them says, hey, they agree with it, they agreed with him. That Rabbanan referred to Rabbi Meir, to the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Okay, so man modim, Rabbi Meir, v'halacha mikilal de plige, when Rabbi Yochanan said, halacha ki Rabban Gamliel, which implies that Chachamim disagree, that's talking about Rabbanan, okay? So, it's two different, so end of the day, it's like, it used to be. So the only thing that happened, end of the day, there was Rabban Gamliel on the one side, and then Chachamim on the other side. Rabban Gamliel says the Chazan can daven for everyone else. Chachamim said he can't, and then there was all the argument. And what happened is Rabbi Meir said, "You know what? I think you're right," and he moved to Rabban Gamliel's side. Okay, so when Rabbi Yochanan said Modim Chachamim, that was talking about Rabbi Meir. But end of the day, he says halacha ki Rabban Gamliel because the rest of the Chachamim still disagree. Okay. The Tanya, and now the Gemara brings a bracha to support that. Brachot shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom Kippur. So the brachot, the special brachot, malchuyot, zichronot, shofarot, etc. Shliach tzibur motzi harabim yedei chovatam. So the shliach tzibur could fulfill the mitzvah on their behalf. For all the tzibur. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's what Rabbi Meir said, because Rabbi Meir again agreed with Rabban Gamliel. V'chachamim omrim, however, chachamim think otherwise. Keshem sheshliach tzibur chayav, kach kol yachid v'yachid chayav. So chachamim, even in brachot of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they still disagree and they think that every individual has to pray as long as they can. As long as they're capable of doing that. Okay. Now, so what's the difference between the brachot of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and other brachot all year long? So much that Rabbi Meir said, you know what, Rabban Gamliel, I agree with you on this one. Right? So there must be a difference. The Gemara says, what is the difference? Maishnahane, what's special about them? Rabbi Meir agreed with Rabban Gamliel that not every individual has to say the brachot. If you will say that the difference is mishum de nefisha krai, is because they have so many psukim in them, and so many psukim that people are just not familiar with them. So even the people who usually know tefillah by heart will not know all of these brachot, because it's just big in many, many psukim. You just count the psukim for the musaf, and then 10 psukim for malchuyot, 10 zichronot, it's all psukim. So is that the reason why the Chazan can do this for everyone else on their behalf? It shouldn't be the reason, because Veha Amar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav, so Rav Chananel says in the name of Rav, Kivan Shamar Uv Toratcha Katuv Lemor Shuveino Tzarich. That itself is not a good enough reason. You know why? Just the reason that there's a lot of psukim and people won't be able to remember. Because Rav Chananel says that once you say in the name of Rav, that once you say in the siddur, Uv Toratcha Katuv Lemor, or Kasher Uv Toratcha Katuv Lemor, right? So we're talking about the notion of Malchuyot, and then Uv Toratcha Katuv Lemor. Sorry. Actually, I'm sort of getting into a machloket here. Let's say you're davening the bracha of Musaf, and he says the Musaf, the Korban, Uv Toratcha Katuv Lemor. Once you've said that we're davening, that we used to bring the Korban like as it's written in the Torah, you don't have to mention the psukim. Even if you don't mention the psukim, your bracha is still good. Okay? So just the fact that there's many psukim is not a good, is would not justify the individuals relying on the tefillah of the chazan. It's better that the individuals will say Torah Tchakutuv Lemor, and even if they forget some of the psukim, it doesn't matter because they already said the main thing, which is of Torah Tchakutuv Lemor. So that shouldn't be the reason to differentiate between the two tefillot of every day and Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. Ela, says the Gemara, you're right, that's not the reason. The reason is not the psukim, because the psukim, there's an easy way out of this. Ela mishum de afshi brachot, because there's just a lot of brachot, and the brachot are very, very long. And like Rashi says, look, it's nine brachot, and they're long, and they're, Rashi says, matot. They would cause a lot of people to make a lot of mistakes. De ein hakol bekiim b'hem. So just too many people do not know them up ahead, and I think this is the situation today. Baruch Hashem, we can read. Baruch Hashem, we have sidurim. Yeah. Okay. So that's the difference between them. They're complicated, and that's why it's easier to allow people to rely on the chazan. Okay. Now the Gemara says gufa. In other words, we're going back to something we just mentioned. Now we're going to analyze it and have more focus on it. Amar Rav Chananel Amar Rav. So let's go back to the statement of Rav Chananel in the name of Rav. Kevan Shamar Rav Torah Ketuv Lemor Shuv Eino Tzarich. Once you said, and it says as it says in the Torah, you don't have to mention all the psukim. Savur Mina. So the Talmidim in the yeshiva, when they heard that, they thought Hanemile Beyachid. They thought, okay, when you daven individually, then once you said that, you don't have to mention the psukim. Hanemile Beyachid. That only applies when you daven Beyachid. Aval Betzibur Lo. But when you daven Betzibur, you're gonna have to mention the psukim. That's what the Talmidim thought. However, Itmar, but it was said in the Beis Midrash, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Echad Yachid, Echad Tzibur. So, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, it said, it doesn't matter whether it's a Yachid, whether it's an individual Tfila, or a Tzibur, or Tfila B'Tzibur B'Minyan, Kevan She'amar Uvtorot Chakutu V'Lemor, Shuv Eino Tzarich. Since or once you've said Torah Chakutu V'Lemor, you don't have to mention the psukim. Okay, so it's not just a thing for tefillah b'yachid, for an individual tefillah, but also for tefillah b'tzibur. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, this is a statement you might have heard of. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, le'olam yasdir adam tefillato ve'achar kach itpalel. So this statement, right? So he said, general statement, one should always yasdir tefillato, like prepare your mind for the tefillah, sort of revise the tefillah before you start davening to make sure you know the tefillah, so you'll be able to say it properly, okay? Before you daven. And there's the Gemara says about that. Amar Rabbi Abba Mistab. So Rabbi Abba says comment about that. Mistab Ramilte de Rabbi Elazar bevrachot shel Rosh Hashanah veshel Yom Kippur veshel Prakim. You know what? The halacha that Rabbi Elazar said, that one should, you know, revise the tefillah in his head and just make sure he knows it. How to say mistaber? Probably, what he probably meant, no, it's not the word. How to say mistaber? You know, I find it makes sense. It makes sense, was it?
Reasonable?
Yeah, it's reasonable to understand that he was referring to, again, mistabra, what he said is he said it about brachot shel Rosh Hashanah veYom Kippur veParakim. So I think he meant only with the brachot of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Prakim, which is the Moedim, the Chagim. So in these special tefillot, yes, I understand the need to actually prepare the tefillah before. Avad de kol Hashanah, lo, but tefillot of every day of the year, you don't have to prepare every day. You know, again, because we know them off by heart. I could say just in brackets that sometimes today, it's worthwhile, even for people who think that, oh, the tefillah, just to think about the tefillah before that. It could help or enhance their tefillah experience or the tefillah in general. Anyway, so he says, but every day of the year, you don't have to do that. Any? Omeret HaGemara. V'ha, is that so? V'ha Rav Yehuda mesader tzlotei umatzle. So Rav Yehuda would prepare his everyday, his regular, no, I wouldn't say every day, you'll see why. Rav Yehuda would prepare his regular weekday tefillah before he davened. So we saw that Rabbi Yehuda even did this in regular year days and weekdays, not just in Kilav Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, the truth is, Rabbi Yehuda was very special. Shane Rav Yehuda. Usually you don't have to do that, because what Rabbi Elazar said, that you have to prepare the tefillah before, it's only in Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, and Chagim. The reason Rabbi Yehuda did that, even in a regular tefillah, because it's different. Rabbi Yehuda would daven once every 30 days. So that's the gap between his one weekday tefillah to another weekday tefillah. We wait a few hours, and he would wait 30 days. And the reason why is because Rabbi Yehuda was a serious Talmud Chacham. We don't have that kind of Talmud Chacham today. Okay, so I don't think I know of any rabbi who's studying Torah so extensively that he wouldn't even stop to daven. But Rabbi Yehuda was Limud Torah, it's a mitzvah deraita. So Rabbi Yehuda was like learning Torah. And once you're oisik b'mitzvah, then you don't have to stop for tefillah. So Kriya Shema you would have to say, but tefillah, he doesn't have to say. Tefillah is the Rabbanan, he didn't have to say that. Beseder, shkoyach. So, and that's why, because he would daven once every 30 days, it's like, you know, it's like our tefillah of Rosh Hashanah or the Chagim. He's not very familiar with the tefillah. So that's why he had to prepare it. Okay. Amar Rav Acha Bar Avira, Amar Rabbi Shimon Chasida. So Rav Acha Bar Avira said in the name of Rabbi Shimon the Chassid, Poter haya Rabban Gamliel afilu am shebasadot. And he understood that the meaning of it. So Rabban Gamliel, so he said the statement by Rabban Gamliel was, by Rabbi Shimon Chasida, was that Rabban Gamliel exempts even the people in the field. Remember the Rabban Gamliel? Rabban Gamliel said that the Shlech Tzibur could do the tefillah on other people's behalf, right? And then he says, Rabbi Shimon Chasida, that he would exempt, the Chazan would fulfill the mitzvah even on their behalf. On whose behalf? The people in the field who didn't even bother going to shul, whether it's because they didn't want to, it's probably because maybe they couldn't, right? So these people, they're not there. The Chazan would do the tefillah, would fulfill the mitzvah on their behalf as well. And the Gemara says, okay, so the Chazan would do this even for them, so we could, that implies, velomi baya, even for them, needless to say, hane dekai me'acha, needless to say, the people who are standing here in shul. Okay? That's how you would understand. If he would exempt even them, then all the more so the people here who are inside the shul. Now, you can't say that. You can't say that he would fulfill the mitzvah for those outside the shul, in the field, and all the more so, or needless to say, the people in the shul, because there's a difference. You can deduce that. There's a difference. What's the difference? Adrabah, the Gemara says, not only there's a difference, on the contrary. In other words, hane anise, hane lo anise, the people outside the shul, they just couldn't attend, they couldn't come. So we tell them, you know what, the Chazan is doing this on your behalf, you're fine, you're covered. But the people who are coming to shul and they can daven and they choose not to, they do that out of choice. So for them, the Chazan doesn't help. Okay? The Tane Abba Bre de Rav Binyamin Bar Chia Am She'achorei Kohanim Einan Bichlal Baracha. So as Rabbi Abba, son of Rabbi Binyamin, son of Chia, Am She'achorei Kohanim, he says, the halacha says, he said, it's a statement again about Birkas Kohanim, the people standing behind the Kohanim are not included in the bracha. And you might know that the Kohanim, when they bless us with the Birkat Kohanim, they also have in mind to bless all of Am Yisrael in general, even those not in the shul. However, the people who are standing behind the back of the Kohanim are not aiming their bracha, they're not pointing their hands towards them, because they're on the back, they're not covered by the bracha. Right? What does that mean? It means that just because the bracha reaches for, you know, outside the shul, doesn't mean it covers everyone who's in the shul. If some people are sort of choosing not to be included, they're excluding themselves because they're standing in a place where it's, again, you can think of it, it's not like magic. Like, it's not like the bracha is like a laser beam, and if they're standing in the back, the laser beam won't get there, right? But if the people stand aside, meaning as expressing, I don't want to be there, so it just doesn't cover them. If you want to be covered, then stand where you should be standing, okay? So, yeah, so that concept means that sometimes the chazan in shul will fulfill the mitzvah for people who were not able to attend, but people who were there and are capable of doing of davening themselves, the chazan is not going to help them. Now, if you're having an actual siyum, so you may not want to learn this because you want to actually celebrate when we do the siyum, but it's your choice. It's your choice. We're going to continue. Because there's a podcast, so there's a lot of people listening. Ela kiata, all right. So now, Amar Gemara rather kiata Ravin Amar Rabbi Yaakov Baridi. So it couldn't be the way to understand. It couldn't be the way to understand Rabbi Shimon Chasida. Remember, Rabbi Shimon Chasida says in that Rabban Gamliel said that the chazan would even exempt the people in the fields. Even them, needless to say, the people inside the shul. So no, we didn't understand that right. This is how we should understand what Rabban Gamliel said. Ela kiata ravin amar rabbi Yaakov baridi amar rabbi Shimon Chasida. So that's the version by Rabbi Shimon Chasida. Lo patar Rabban Gamliel ela am shebasadot. Rabban Gamliel did not exempt no other but the people in the field. In other words, just them and not the people in the shul. Why? He says, the Gemara, "Mai tama? Mishum de'anise bimlacha. Aval ba'ir, lo. Because they are busy with work. But in the city, but the people who are in the city and they choose not to, some people just cannot go to shul every day. And those people, if they don't come because they truly can't, so the bracha, the Birkat Kohanim, or the chazan, you know, whoever's davening for the tzibur, is, you know, sort of having in mind, I'm going to do the shul on their behalf as well. But people who can't come and don't, it just doesn't help them. They're not included. Aval ba'ir lo. So every individual, I mean, maybe we have to finish with a nice message. Rosh Hashanah is coming, right? So, in this context, I think everyone should, you know, we should be trying to do as much as we can. Everything we can do, we should be doing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to cover us only in the areas we cannot cover ourselves. But if it's something that we can do, then we shouldn't be lazy. We should work hard and we should try to do everything we can to be better people, to be better Jews, to serve Hashem. And Bezrat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that. And all the things that we cannot do because we can't do everything. So that's where he'll cover for us, and B'shad Hashem will accept our tshuva and our limud, just like this limud. You know, we didn't cover everything. We didn't cover the masechet into the infinite depths that it holds. We tried. That was a humble attempt, and B'shad Hashem, we should try better, and may Hashem help us, you know, just reveal more and more. So that's it for today. Shkoya.
Thank you, Rabbi Astuli. That should go on very
and Rabbi Kenner.
Rabbi Kenner.
Shkoya.